Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 5.14.43. Before handing the call to Maharaj, we would like to give a brief introduction. I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji. Raj Prabhuji, can you please take over the call, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam to you and all the assembly devotees. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Here is a brief introduction for Maharaj. His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj was born in Orisha Sahasra Brahmin family in 1944. He was working as a research biochemist in East Africa and the United States. Within a week of arrival in the US, Maharaj had association of disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Circumstances led him to give up mundane research and take full shelter of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Since before his first initiation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in 1977 in New York, Maharaj has served the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in various capacities, including personal secretary to the GBC, president of ISKCON, Queens, New York, director of Bharatiya Community Services in New Vrindavan. After 1987, Maharaj shifted attention to serving India following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada that every Indian trained in the West must help to serve in India. Since 1991, Maharaj has been based in Vrindavan, India, and his services have included overseeing the functioning of an ashram in Vrindavan and also the Bharatpur ashram, and wider services of regional secretary in Punjab and Haryana, and as the chairman of North India Temples Divisional Council for the 7 years. Since 1998, Vedavyas Priya Maharaj has been serving Srila Prabhupada and his movement as an initiating spiritual master, and has been preaching far and wide throughout the world message of Guru and Krishna. He is currently free of management duties, making a full commitment to giving spiritual guidance, preaching and teaching to devotees in all levels of advancement in Krishna consciousness, philosophy, sadhana, deity worship, and temple seva. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you.
To you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Raj Babaji. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving your very valuable time and association. Please take over the call, Maharaj.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 14 and Text number 43. This is the description of the forest of enjoyment. It was a vivid description by Jad Bharat to Rahugan, and instructions were very lucid. It is applicable for every kind of material attachments, and how we can get lost in different ways according to our different inclinations. No one can get liberated so easily from whatever our thinking, willing, and feeling processes as far as the material world is concerned. So he brought this understanding gradually, and Parikshit Maharaj was inquisitive, and Sukadeva Goswami is responding to the instructions which are instructions of Jad Bharat, which are thus starting from the Atma Tattva to going back to Godhead. It's a big journey, and that too, cutting through the labyrinth of Vatavruksha, which is upside down as far as the original spiritual world is concerned. And the ultimate that he drives is to by example of Jad Bharat, that how he even though the best of the 100 sons of Kendra Shabdev, yet he was the dearmost of all, and Rishabdev instructed the 99 sons of him to follow in the lead of Jadbharat. It was that much respectful, and he governed the world very nice. But at the same time, he knew his ultimate duty is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, but the slightest attachment to the deer spoiled his entire life. He was considering that he was forced to take the birth of a deer, where he was completely disabled to do anything on his free will. So that life he endured just for a short time, because animals do not have free will. They are always subjugated by the modes of material nature, and they remain within the jurisdiction. But as a human being, we violate, and we get completely opposing and entangling results. Animals are not entangled in the karma. They are gradually uplifted from one species to another in a higher and higher species of life. That is their evolution. But the human evolution is based on the spiritual evolution. It will not be based on the material evolution. Because Krishna has made men after his image. So naturally, only he has to do is to understand his pure nature, his spirit, soul, part and parcel of the Supreme. Mm. But to come to that point, after many, many births of human life in knowledge of the soul, unless and until he surrenders to the Supreme Soul and Lord Shri Krishna, then and then something will be tangibly become progressive in conscious evolution. Otherwise, they are considered to be completely opposing the quality and become envious of Lord Shri Krishna. So they do not acknowledge him. And he is the only one who ultimately we will have to surrender. And even though knowing Bhagavad Gita, they would not understand. So such impersonalist Mayavadis have been also described, but out of many, many births, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanvamam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti. So Mahatma Sudurlabha, that soul is very rare when he becomes completely surrendered to Lord Shri Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami is immediately, taking this essential step to introduce how Jadbharat was able to, surpass all these entanglements, because he knew. But even though if he knew, he could have a little transgression. So there is no obstacle. So we have to see in this particular verse today, 5th canto, 14th chapter, 43rd verse. Yo dustyajanda rasutan suradrajam radisprashah jahom yuvaiv malavat uttamas lokalalasah. Yaha, the same Jad Bharat, who was formerly Maharaj Bharat, the son of Maharaj Rishabdev, dustyajan, very difficult to give up, darasutan, the wife and children, or the most opulent family life, Surat, friends and well-wishers, Rajyam, a kingdom that extended all over the world, Radhisprashah, that which is situated within the course of one's heart, Jahav, he gave up, Yuva, even as a young man, Malavat, like stool, Uttama Sloka Lalasaha, who was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Uttama Sloka. So, Srila Prabhupada is putting the translations and the purport like this. While in the prime time, the great Maharaj Bharat gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttam Sloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave them up, just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of his majesty. The name of God is Krishna. Because he is so attractive that the pure devotee can give up everything within this material world on his behalf. Maharaj Bharat was an ideal king, instructor and emperor of the world. He possessed all opulences of material world. But Krishna is so attractive that he attracted Maharaj Bharat from all his material possessions. Yet somehow or other, the king became affectionate to a little deer, and falling from his position, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Due to Krishna's great mercy upon him, he could not forget his position. And he would understand how he had fallen. Therefore, in the next life as Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat was careful not to spoil his energy, and therefore he presented himself as a deaf and dumb person. In this way, he could concentrate on his devotional service. We have to learn from the great King Bharata how to become cautious in cultivating Krishna consciousness. A little inattention will retard our devotional service for the time being, yet any service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never lost. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 40th verse, a little devotion service rendered sincerely is a permanent asset, as also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, 17th verse. Tyaktva svadharmam charanam bhujam harir bhajan apakva patit tadoyardi. Ya kwa abhadram abhut amushyakim ko vartho apto bhajatam svadharmatah. However, or somehow or other, if one is attracted to Krishna, whatever he does in devotional service is a permanent asset. Even if one falls down due to the immaturity or bad association, his devotional assets are never lost. There are many examples of this, Ajamil, Maharaj Bharat, and many others. And this Krishna conscious movement is giving everyone a chance to engage in devotional service for at least some time. A little service will give one an impetus to advance and thus make one's life successful. In this verse, the Lord is described as Uttama Shloka. Uttam means the best, and Shloka means the reputation. Lord Krishna is full in six opulences, and one of which is reputation. Reputation means kirti. The glorification is done, that is called, we are enumerating the reputation. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashastriya shriyaha. Vishnu Puran, sixth canto, fifth chapter, 47th verse, where Parashar Muni is saying, Krishna's reputation is still expanding. We are spreading the glories of Krishna by pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada here is connecting his efforts to glorify Lord Krishna. It means it's an expansion because it has been indicated and foretold, Prithvite Acheyata Nagar Adigram, Sarvatra Prachar Behoive Moranam. So, we are spreading the glories of Krishna by pushing forward this Krishna conscious movement. Krishna's reputation 5,000 years after the battlefield of Kurukshetra is still expanding throughout the world. Every important individual within this world must have heard of Krishna, especially at the present moment due to the Krishna consciousness movement. Even people who do not like us and want to suppress the movement are also somehow or other chanting Hare Krishna. They say Hare Krishna people should be chastised. Such foolish people do not realize the true value of this movement, but the mere fact that they want to criticize, it gives them chance to chant Hare Krishna, and this is its success. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we saw the character of Jada Bharat. It has been repeated in glorification as a pure devotee. However, he might have fallen off as Maharaj Bharat. But whatever he rendered in the devotional service never went into the vain. This sloka is spoken by Narad Muni. Tyaktvasva dharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakva patitato yadi kova abhadram abhut amushakim kvartho apto abhajatam swadharmatah. There are two bhajatam swadharmatah and abhajatam swadharmatah. We have to understand. Bhajatam means one who has resolute determination and he tries against all odds to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jad Bharat was never contaminated because he ruled the entire kingdom of the whole world as a Krishna conscious devotee. And he treated everybody well. It was in pure devotion. So naturally, when the time came, he gave up his young wife. So what it means that he must have taken sannyas at a young age. He did not care because he was very much attracted lalasa. One should cultivate the lalasa to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead to make him happy. The longing or the desire is there even in the beginning. Therefore, his father was an incarnation of the Lord, Rishabhdev, you know. And he was very austere and every qualifications, you know, Jad Bharat understood from his father and led his brothers to run the kingdom accordingly. And they were all obedient. Nobody, disobeyed Jad Bharat. So, but he was having a deep longing to serve the Supreme Personality of God exclusively. You know, so he has detached himself gradually and gave up everything that is of material attachment. There is no spiritual attachment generally between husband and wife because they are bodily connected. Unless the wife is chaste, husband would not have a chance to lead her into a spiritual life. Or if the wife is chaste, he would make the husband lead into spiritual life. She will make, right? So in either case, the wife has to be chaste. The wife has to be chaste. a husband is duty bound, that's okay, but he's also supposed to be detached. That is the rule in ideal grihastha ashram. He should serve the Supreme Lord with detachment, but he should be easy, agreeable to the needs, his family requirements, and he would not object. He will work hard to satisfy everybody's desire, but by satisfying desire, he does not forget to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he goes through the spiritual master and executes his services without any attachment to the family members. So, as an ideal householder, Bharat Maharaj would have executed all the requirements. The attachment to wife and children and the kingdom and a friend circle and everything, he gave up so easily. But circumstances may lead him to deviate his mind that during his sadhana in the renounce order, he happened to, get a cry of deer, and there was a simultaneous loud roar of a lion which was going to strike. And his ashram was near the river. So out of fear, the deer went into the water and gradually started, getting swept away. She saved, but she was pregnant. So out of fear, and the fawn came out, Bharat Maharaj happened to see. So to save that fawn, he jumped up in river and brought to his ashram. All right. So the deer, mother deer, swept away in the currents. But this deer now is under the shelter. A renunciate should not give anybody a shelter. All right? Yeah. Anybody. But if requested by the Guru Acharya, just like in case of Kardamuni, he was renunciate. But Manu Maharaj came to give his daughter to him, and he knew what is the service to be done. And that is of an ideal grihastha life. It is not a fall down, but he did it in service to please the Lord, because Manu Maharaj was an avatar, Manvantara avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vaivasmat Manu, thus, this is Swayambhu Manu who came to, Kardamuni, and requested. But such a humble attitude, even an avatar is pleading in front of Kardamuni to accept his daughter. Today, parents are not doing this. They are not interested. And boys and girls are also not interested. So there is no commitment as far as the spiritual life is concerned. And ISKCON is in bad shape as far as establishing the Devi Varnashram system from the next generation. And Everybody is on their own, taking the last refuge by becoming Krishna conscious and spread the glories of the Lord throughout the world. Where else they can go? So whatever past is past, you cannot cry on the past. You know, Prabhupada gave us so much important service to do, you know, and that is spreading the glories of Lord Shri Krishna by expanding the movement, right? So taking the note from that, how it is so much important for Jadbara to cross over the ocean of nisciens and go back home, back to Godhead within first life? No, don't worry. You cannot plan like that. It is in the hand of Krishna that whenever he chooses, he will call us. Nayam atma pravachena na labhya athva bahuna shrutena va yam labhyate tena what is that Mundaka Upanishad's verse? Is that whenever he pleases, whom he chooses, he will reveal himself. So even though we see by all our standards as we are applying in our Krishna consciousness movement, Jad Bharat is still remaining the most remote and impossible character to go through. And yet he had an occasion to fall down. At the time of death, he remembered that fawn and he had to take the birth of a deer. But Narad Muni is very much, encouraging. The devotional service is not an ordinary thing. So he speaks to Maharaja, Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harir. Swadharma means all this. They give up. But when he holds the lotus feet of the Lord resolutely, Bhajanna apakvapati tato yadi. If in the immaturity of our development in Krishna consciousness, if we fall off, then he says, Kwa badra bhut amushyakin. What is inauspicious? What is inauspicious? On the other behalf, kovartha apto abhajatam swadharmataha. Those who are non-devotees, and he may achieved so many, degrees and so many acclamations and this and that, But what is it? It does not add to a permanent asset. So devotional service generates permanent asset. You may not know, I do not know how much, but certainly if we stick to every kind of circumstances in this movement and remain steady and offer our service with wholeheartedness to Sri Krishna, to please Srila Prabhupada and Guru, then we are okay. Whatever assets have been built, it will remain a permanent asset and it will accumulate to make us perfect and perfect and perfect. So one day we will go. Bharat Maharaj has so much at his disposal that he was the son, the first son of Rishabdev. So the father expects from the eldest son so much, and he showed that character. Otherwise, the teachings of Rishabdev, Nayam deha deha bhajam narloke kastana kaman arhati vid bhujane tapo divyam pratrakayena tasmat saukyam brahman saukyam anantam brahma sukham anantam. Don't try to get entangled in the attractions of the body. Develop attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by tapa. austerity. Because ordinary sukha of the bodily concept is available to sewer and gokar, the dogs and hogs. Why do we have to work hard for that the whole life? Better, my sons, you become austere and restrained by the brahmacharyena, tapasa brahmacharyena, samena damena va. These are the teachings, and just remain, unattracted towards this. So how do we give up? Yes, by learning how to give up one after another. We may make list where our attachments are there. Then target the most attachment first. If we have to work hard, we have to work hard on that. So better do it as long as you are able to do it, and then tackle the minor attachments. Okay, so in this way, we are told to become practical, and by the end of our life, we must try to get rid of all the attachments. Uttama sloka lalasa will be there, because our target is uttama sloka. How do you serve in Krishna consciousness movement to make Krishna happy? If this is our target, then it is called uttama sloka lalasa. We have so many devotees who have been accounted for their contribution in spreading the holy name. Recently, Sura Prabhu left the body, and he was a first of the Sankirtan party, a member. And I have been seeing him since 1977 or 8, he's always smiling, but he's not paying attention to anything surrounding. He will tell you directly, "Oh, Prabhu, you are Indian born, or you are so fortunate. We are Malaychas, but can you please take the book?" Mm-hmm. even though I was secretary to the GPC, he preached me and gave me a book. So the idea is that such contribution is very, very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And he had been preaching since and ever. Whenever I had occasion to meet him in New York or LA or there, we reminiscent our old times. But anyway, such examples are there, and we have to be appreciating that what they are able to do, we cannot do. So why do we have to become obnoxiously jealous of them or try to do some comment? No, cultivate the humility and then start within whatever our means is there. But it should be favorable service. Shun off all the unfavorable situation, even starting from the mental conception to executing through the words, but then just be aware of what we are doing as physically. We should be completely refraining from the envious nature. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to preach. The glories, Trunada Pishuni Jaina Tarurabi Sahishnana, Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This becomes the pivotal character of the devotee. They must progress according to the prescribed progression. Progress means there is always progression decided. So in life of Jadbharat, the progression was not there, but the life of a deer is a short-lived. Jhanvara Maharaj didn't have to go through years of grueling experience through Yamaraj. No. He never forgot, even in the body of the deer, that he never forgot his resolve to Uttama Sloka Lalasa. You know, never forgot. So if we keep this lalasa in our heart and soul, then we will never forget it. And always try to do whatever we do is to please Guru and Krishna. And it will be an increment in our permanent asset of devotional service. It will never fail us. While this karmakand and all other fruitive activities, however you perform religiously, but it ends you back into the bankruptcy because it is devoid of devotional service. So devotional service is so much exalted that has been here described. And for that reason, one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master. You know, for Jad Bharat, the third life was very determined that he missed this opportunity in the body of Maharaj Bharat, and he had to get interrupted through the body of a deer. But when he consciously, you know, came into the world, he himself decided to become Jada means very imbecile, as if he doesn't understand anything, he doesn't want to speak. So what we call pangum langayate girim, what is that, mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim, if somebody is taking a vow not to speak and remain mukam, he doesn't want to use his tongue uselessly, but he will seek the opportunity when to open his tongue. Bharat Maharaj, in the form of Jad Bharat, he was very mindful. So whatever experiences during his life up to the adult youth that he became, relatively, it is a long life. And he still remained totally imbecile, Jadvat like a stone. If somebody says, come and take prasadam, he will come and take prasadam, but he will not do any damn thing unless he is told to go and sit and just protect the field of corn grains, whatever they are growing, from the birds and animals. He would go. He would not resist doing anything. And that is also the sign of avadhuta. So we call it jada, but jada has to become avadhuta, detached, determiningly, unknowingly detached from the material activities, starting from thinking, feeling, and willing, or manasa, vacha, karmana. He becomes totally jadavat. That is a great vow, actually. Suppose if we are thrown in a wilderness, there's hardly anybody to preach even. What do you do? Chant Hare Krishna. There is no need to find out the means of survival and this and that. It is all useless. Krishna will provide, and Krishna has been doing it for every living entity. In the TV shows, there are certain shows coming as survival techniques in the wilderness. What do you know? But he has a knife, he has a wire, he has something that he will show the trick which is needed during certain adventures. Oh, Baba, who are you making fool? If you are not threatening anybody, even the tiger and other animals, they know that you are not a threat to them, so they will not attack you, and you are fearless. Otherwise, how could it be possible? You know, unless and until out of fear we become threatened, then naturally attack will be there. You know. So, Jadabharat doesn't mean that he was totally dead in senses. No, he was very much aware. So, in this life of Jadabharat, you know, he was able to give up all that is of his attachment, just like stool. When you pass stool, you do not see behind, you know. And Prabhupada is giving so many jokes about this stool and its attachment, you know. Previously in India, you know, we used to pass stool on the streets near the wall of a house or something like that, you know. And then we get up and the kids, you know, they want to find out whose stool is bigger. and Prabhupada talks of this observation, and he said, this stool has dried out, so it has turned black, you know, and this is wet, and it is like a pudding, something like that. So what is a big deal? Stool is stool, you know, it should be rejected, you know, it is coming out of your body, you should not put back. But modern science is putting it back, you know, to somebody else's tool in your guts to create a different culture. And it is one of the treatment they were recommending in diabetes. Yes. And I didn't opt for that. Yeah. This is true. You know, American scientists in China, everybody is drinking their own urine. We call Morar Cola. Morarji Desai was the example, right? And this is not to be looked behind. It's a refuge. It's an evacuation. It's not supposed to be ingested back.
No, it is true.
But for cow urine, that is different thing. But manav mutra is not, you know, because we are eating nana yoni phire kadarya bhakshan kare tara janam adapate jai. How is it possible that we will have an effect from our own urine? Well, he did not cross 99 even, Morarji. Others are not doing that, and they are living 423 years in European high mountain area, Nepal, you know. So anyway, it's a controversial thing we are not supposed to enter into, but it becomes laughable because it shows some attachment. This attachment should be given up. And Prabhupada will always joke, Are Baba, stool is stool, wet or dry, what is the difference? It's a reject. Oh my God, on stool there are a lot of experiments. In my hometown, there was a Japanese, fertilizer making from the human stool. At that time, you know, the bungies were carrying the human stool on their head. Yeah. I have seen them. And they were accumulating at the end of the town in a big, you know, pit.
Big
yeah, big, no, pit, open pit.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. Then they wanted to, you know, shake them and put mitti and make fertilizer and make money. You know. So anyway, the point is that one which has been refused by the body, how could you be attached to accept it back? It is an attachment. It's coming out from my body. So it's not like your son or a daughter. There is life in it. And who are fond of stool? The work on of dog and hog mentality. Swavid varaha ustray karai samstuti narapashu. Men who are like ass, camel, dogs, and asses. Hog. Swavid varaha. Swa means dog. Vidvara means the hog. And ustra means camel. And khara means donkey. They are all expert in their eating habit and attachment for that. Anyway, you must have known this comparison that Srila Prabhupada is telling. But yet, karna peto petho jatu namak gatagrish. If his eardrums have not heard even the name of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, who is the wielder of the gada, they are all likes, the human beings are all likes, and to ass, camel, hogs, and dogs, you know. And they glorify each other, but they cannot glorify the Supreme Personality of God. It means they are killer of the souls. Killer of the means those who are not able to receive the transcendental name of Lord Shri Krishna on their eardrums, then they are so unfortunate. What to speak of chanting, repeating the name, they are very straight. Such teachings are also very popular to make them atheist or impersonalist. They are all non-devotees. Unless and until one chants the holy name of the Lord, however he may be chanting, Haridas Thakur says, you must consider him a Vaishnava and never offend him because he is chanting the holy name of the Lord. So all this potential, is embedded in the holy name. And in Jad Bharat's time, he educated Rahugan, and he is also now getting retired and ready to live even Jad Bharat's life by creating the Uttama Sloka Lalasa. All right. So in this way, we can understand the importance of the holy name as a culminative aspect of all the purposes to go back home, back to Godhead. What we have to undergo, that will automatically go on the strength of the holy name alone. You do not need anything else in Kali Yuga. So Uttama Sloka Vartaya means we must cultivate the glorification of the Lord. We must increase the glorification of the Lord. We can increase the glorification by defeating the Mayavadis and those who are envious of Krishna conscious movement. And the best thing that Prabhupada has done is giving us all these books. They are simply filled with the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that what he is requesting us to spread throughout every nook and corner of the world, And soon there will be the situation is coming when people are indirectly infused into chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or here, their life will certainly will start springing in the pure devotion gradually. But it is the most important service to Lord Krishna, increase his glorification, and by pleasing him, it will be very pleasant. Satatam girtayanto maam yatantascha dradvrata namasyantascha maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. This is actually a manifestation of Uttama Sloka Lalasa. This is the function that those who are completely attached in all respects, they will always glorify Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, Prabhupada dared to spread the holy name on the strength of his guru's order, and we should also continue because it's a blanket order coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do we have to wait for somebody to tell us, okay, you go and preach? Now, jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, hamare agya guru tare desh. Tare, the whole planet. And therefore, in our Shastra, the whole planet was called Jambudvipa before. And we bring back that glory of the sovereign rulers like Priyavrata, Uttanapad, and so many others, and Dhruv Maharaj, like that, and who are devotees. They are descendants of Manu Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu, right from population for the earth was to be manifested. Manu and Shatrupa, they are the father and mother of mankind. So I would like to stop here. Anybody has any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, very, very beautiful class, Maharaj. Thank you so much for giving us so many very valuable points. So we are so thankful for you, Maharaj. So I request devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations to Maharaj, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, very, very beautiful class, very nicely. Eye-opening. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Where is Jagasundar Prabhu?
He's here. I think he's in the room.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Very wonderful class, Prabhuji. You gave so many important points, and also you gave us an answer. Like, till now we are listening to detach and be away. But you made a plan how to detach in this class. That's very interesting for me. So what is important, more detached, we have to make a list of it and detach one after another. Just like a to-do list, we have to keep a list. So nice, Prabhuji. Thank you for this. Actually, a path finder for us. So we have to make a list and start leaving the unnecessary things. That's what I'm learning from this class. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for a very nice class. Maharaj, actually, we were just thinking, in this, in which yuga these pastimes have happened, Maharaj? Like, was it in Satya Yuga or any other yuga, this Jadabharat pastime? Because we didn't come across the time when this happened.
Well, if you think time framework, you can't limit it. But nonetheless, in later chapter, I think the sixth canto, where King Arihant imitated Rishabdev's character, and he started the Jainism, which is false, atheistic. The understanding from the Supreme Lord, who is incarnated in the form of Rishabdev, he establishes the kingdom, and then he also becomes Pakkar Baba, gave up everything, shown the path to his sons, and Jadbharat was the one. So I don't think it is too long a history, because our continent, I mean, our nation is called Bharatvarsh on the basis of Bharat Maharaj. Okay, this is the Bharat, not Dushyant and Shakuntala's Bharat. Of course, somebody may say that, but that is a later Dushyant and Shakuntala, you know. This is Rishabdev's, you know, dynasty coming through. And they could not increase the dynasty because they were all devotees. Rishabdev showed the path of renunciation, and he even at the time of death did not leave any attachment with the created material elements even. He merged it knowingly, everything. So his consciousness all pervading, but at the same time, when he's successfully, you know, giving up every gross and subtle attachments, even to the elemental constitution of his body. What to speak, what we have to learn from that it does not depend upon time history, because all the Manvantara avatars and others, they are being repeated, you know. But here, to understand that even Jambudvip is called Bharatvarsha. We have been limited to a little tract of land, you know, called Bharat. But at the same time, the history may not be that old. History may not be that old. Maybe 150,000 years when Treta Yuga was there. Krishna appeared only just 5,000 years back, you know, and that is the Dvaparante. So it is not a matter of speculation, but because these are historical records, Prabhupada says that we depend upon. And this character is so outstanding to show us how to show the detachment, even though we may not succeed in one life, but surely there is no impediment to make further progress in the second life. All right, or the third life.
Yeah. Like that. So Maharaj, means when Lord Krishna was there, Jainism was there, right?
No. Jainism started afterwards. See the history. Buddhism came first, and then Jainism came. And according to Sukadev Goswami, he knew the history became repeated, and he evaluated what is Jainism. It's atheism. So there are two factions in Jainism, Svetambar and Digambar. The Svetambar are liberal, Digambars are very orthodox. They want to imitate the character of Rishabdev. And they are Digambars. But Svetambars are liberal because they have involved demigod worship also. So they are partly this side, partly that side, you know. They are a little liberal, what they call it. But anyway, our understanding should be on the basis of the functionality to go back home back to Godhead, and that is pure devotional service, detachment. Jnana yogena yoginam karma yogena what is that? We can achieve through by austere behavior of a yogi, but at the same time the transcendental knowledge has to be developed. All right, yogis cannot go back simply by thinking, but they employ the transcendental knowledge, even the impersonal, but they are a step ahead. We want to see a localized aspect. And like that. The history is not in chronology. You know, because it repeats some, you know, Krishna is also tricky. You know, he sent Treta Yuga instead of Dwapara Yuga. He was supposed to come. It's a second Yuga. But why did he send Treta Yuga in the 27th cycle of Brahma's kalpa, 27th kalpa, because he wanted to come, and he wanted to come as he is without any disguise, which will be extremely difficult to understand. It is not the power that will make us understand, it's the love that will make us understand.
Yeah.
So, Uttam Sloka Lalasa is based on pure love of Godhead. That is the ultimate aim.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for a beautiful class and very nice instruction. So, Maharaj, I have one question. Like you said, husband has to be attached to Krishna and detached from his wife and children and house and everything, and wife has to be attached to husband.
That is internal only. He should not let wife and children know that he is detached.
Okay.
And that's why he needs a guru. Showing him in tricks.
Yeah.
It's an internal detachment. It is an internal status, you know. Otherwise, it is called tyag, not detachment. All right.
Yeah. Maharaj, then, if a husband is not Krishna conscious, then what is the situation?
The wife will give him benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because he is attached to the wife who is Krishna conscious. Mm. And she is rightly situated in such a household. If he allows you to do devotional service, but he is avarice himself, he will not be benefited by his own efforts. He is a zero. But somehow or another, because of attachment to a devotee, he will certainly get better opportunity. Because everybody has to suffer the acid test. At that time, whether one has attachment or not, everything is going to dissolve forcefully.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Gosundar Prabhu. Jai Gosundar Prabhu ji is here.
When are you coming to India?
When are you planning to come here?
Just let Omicron go.
Okay.
then we will see. And looks like GBC meeting is going to happen in February. After that, we'll plan out. You want to come or not in February? We are waiting. Everything is
ready. I'll come.
Yeah, everything is ready for you in Kerala even.
I'll go to Mayapur first.
Okay, that's okay.
Before Gaur Purnima.
All right.
Maharaj, please come to Charlotte. When you come to US next time?
I know I'll be trapped. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. So, okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj, once again for such a enlightening class. We are so thankful and grateful to you, Maharaj. Let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the devotees in the call. Vancha Kalpatar Vidya Shripa Sindhu Devacha Paritana Pavanitya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Vines Vedavyasa Shyam Pachati Ki Jai Hare Krishna Maharaj
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Maharaj Dandavat Pranam
Krishna Maharaj.